You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, Simo and Jordan, right here with you. Snow FM breakfast. 4 minutes gone on your six.
And Simo, I had a brilliant start to the morning this morning.
And did you?
Getting dressed, getting changed, had some deodorant. Didn't quite realise where the hole that sprayed out the deodorant was.
Nice.
Sprayed it right in my face.
In your eyes?
A little bit in the eyes.
I wondered if you were a bit hazy this morning for a completely different reason.
Well, on the plus side, I do have a very wonderfully smelling face.
Hmm.
Which is nice.
Well, I'll take
Would you like to sniff my face?
I think I'll take your word for it, if I'm honest.
I'll come round to your side of the room.
This morning, we got Today in Tabloids coming at you before 7. Also, these monkey business things going down, the baboons. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, no, I saw that. We'll get to that a little bit later on as well.
Ridiculous. Dominic Fike kicking off our time together. It's three nights here on Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute. Slow Dance, AJ Mitchell, Ava Max as well. Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. Right here with you for your Wednesday. And this next one, I'm turning water into wine without any access to any alcohol.
I know you haven't started a winery by chance and you just haven't told me.
How good is this?
You're just giving a cheap plug for your winery.
All right, I'm just going to try and get through this, Jordan. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has been diagnosed with never-before-seen condition after doctors discovered she was urinating alcohol without drinking a single drop.
Is it April Fool's?
No.
Has that come early?
No, we're still in February. Early days on that. So the unnamed patient, 61 years of age, has become the first person in the world to be diagnosed with urinary auto-brewery syndrome.
Right.
Brewery in your pants. Caused by a bit of an issue, they reckon. And apparently fermenting sugar in her urine to produce alcohol on the way out.
I should say, she could probably... I didn't think I'd say this sentence ever in my life.
Yeah.
But she could probably produce alcohol. Doesn't mean it's going to taste nice.
That's very true.
I mean, because like hand sanitizer has like a little bit of alcohol in it.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
That's kind of how it kills the germs.
Mm.
And I think we can all agree, that does not taste nice.
So they reckon she's done it without drinking a single drop, but then other medics are like, suspect that she may be hiding a bit of an alcohol addiction. When urine tests for the drug were repeatedly positive. But there, some studies have been done.
How do you, like, find that out?
I don't know.
Because, like, if it's just, like, the normal colour, say, for example, you wouldn't think about getting it tested. And out of all the things to test it for, can I get drunk off your urine? Probably not the top of the list.
Good story just to do at the front bar, though.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I've got this syndrome. It's auto-brewery syndrome.
Mm.
Well, what's that? Well, basically, you know, I don't need to be here right now.
Well, look, maybe don't tell that story in a bar, otherwise bouncers will, like, come over and go, yeah, no, she's talking about how she can make alcohol. Get rid of her.
Yeah, it's not BYO here. We only, you know,
It's against our liquor license.
Absolutely. Here's Lizzo. It's a whole lot of women right now. 20 minutes on the way to 7, Snow FM breakfast. Bit of juice. Hopefully, you know, non-alcoholic this morning.
Fingers crossed.
Happy Wednesday. JT, Justin Timberlake, that was Believe on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you.
Now, Simo, who is the world's greatest spy?
The man, the myth, the legend. The name's not Bourne, Jason Bourne, not Bauer, Jack Bauer, but a different JB initials. It's not Jordan either.
I know it's not, because my initials are JB as well. It is Bond, James Bond, yep. We speak of. And a company is willing to pay you. You can have this job, and the job entails sitting down 24 evenings, watching all 24 James Bond movies at a ratio of approximately one per evening.
One per night, that's not bad. How much cash are they slinging?
Well, they're offering you about $600.
Total.
To do this.
Yeah.
Which probably won't, you know, change your world or whatever. But, you know, it's a nice little side hustle, so to speak. And considering you don't normally get paid for watching movies.
Is it tax-free?
Let's not get into the legal things. I don't want to say yes or no in case I give the wrong information and get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Don't want that to happen. But Simo, what kind of company?
Well, I'm just thinking for me, you know, I haven't got much going on my nights.
Yeah, I mean, for me as well. That would be brilliant. But Simo, so what kind of company do you reckon would would kind of offer this type of job? Would it be like a movie company
or like a Warner Bros. Or a Netflix or Stan or a viable alternative to any of those?
Would you expect it to be a British scrap car recycling website?
No, but good on them.
Well, that is who is offering this job.
It's how they get a mensch.
It's a very weird one. I mean, that's very much not in their ballpark. Mm. Like, you know, if they were advertising a job for someone who could, I don't know, help weigh scrap metal or whatever, that I can understand.
Mm, what's the bet in the new movie James Bond's going to find himself in the boot of one of these cars and pop out in this particular scrap metal yard? This smells like advertising, Jordan.
What's the bet that the people who already work for this British scrap car metal yard are perhaps a bit annoyed? You know, old mate that got hired last week. I'm like, so you hired me to do all this heavy lifting, and now you're just hiring someone to sit down and watch James Bond movies with some popcorn.
Yeah, you'd have to try and double up, surely. It's doable.
Yeah, definitely. The amount of people who already work for that company that would be applying for this job would be enormous.
That's why I ask about the tax-free option, because picking up a second gig, it means you're going to get taxed more on one particular job.
That is a good point. Again, no idea about the tax side of things. Please do not quote us on that. The company also requests that whoever gets this job has to record their thoughts on the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an interesting bit. Turns out just watching the James Bond movies isn't the entire job.
Oh.
Because the ad goes on to say, the winning applicant will also be required to fulfill a top secret assignment that won't be revealed until the person is selected.
Your mission, they got their franchises mixed up. Mm. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is Mission Impossible, not James Bond, you rookies.
I mean, they're both very similar. Yeah, they're kind of spy movies to save the world.
You can't, that's like the iTunes terms and conditions. Mm. That's like Apple, like signing things that you're not fully aware of.
Well, Simo, just assume for a second, so forget all the James Bond stuff, so you didn't know about that. If you were going for a job interview and they said, you will also be required to fill a top secret assignment, which we won't reveal to you until you've agreed to do the job.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. But considering it's James Bond, I would be 100% yes. Throw anything you want at me, including perhaps the James Bond music, just once more.
I think,
because it is a very catchy, it's like one of the best movie theme songs, isn't it?
Well, I want to test you. So how many, you ready? How many James Bond films can you list in a row? You ready?
What, like in chronological order?
No, just in general.
Okay.
They don't need to be in order, that's fine. That's a bit harsh.
I mean, it was worth a try.
All right, Jordan, how many can you go?
All right, well, Simo, you always take the mickey out of me for my movie knowledge.
Yeah.
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
Yes, thank you.
But.
Yep.
Skyfall.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's an Austin Powers movie.
No, you're good. That is one.
Austin Powers.
No. It
the
is
The Spy Who Shagged Me. No, that's an Austin Powers movie.
You said Skyfall.
Oh, yeah, no, Skyfall. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking of another one.
Yeah.
No, that's all I got.
That's all you got? Another Way to Die, Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, done twice, actually.
Why did they do it twice?
Ah, you know, short on ideas.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hired the same writers, you know, tax-free.
The same script. They didn't have to change the same actors. They just says, why are we filming this again? Why can't we just use the old one?
Zed and Kalani this morning. Snow FM at breakfast on the way to 7:30 news. I book my... Jonas Burrows, What a Man Gotta Do, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan just hanging out, 19 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock.
And Simo, I know it's still kind of early in the year, because what are we, like February still? February 20-ish?
Yeah, we are in the 26th of February.
Jeez,
my birthday's creeping up.
Well, Simo, it's not your birthday, which I want to talk about at the moment, but this, which may be the weirdest news story of the year, I'm calling it early.
Okay.
This happened last night.
Oh yeah, this is great.
In Sydney.
Enjoyable.
Headline reads, three baboons on the loose after escaping from van.
Monkeys, baboons on the loose. Any word on what colour bums they had? Because there's different gender, like baboons have different coloured backsides.
Do they?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, weirdly, if you see three baboons just strolling down the street looking at their buttocks is not the first thing that's going to grab my attention.
Right, that's fair.
But this is a story about three baboons. The male baboon was being transported to hospital with two other friends of the baboon to keep it calm during the transportation. However, they've somehow managed to escape out of the van that they were being transported in and just went for a stroll in Western Sydney.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Now, should be said, the baboons got recaptured. They're safe. They didn't hurt anyone. The baboons didn't get hurt themselves, which is good news. But it's just a weird thing, because this was, like, I think about, like, 5, 6 o'clock last night that this happened.
Really odd.
So, like, people would have just been on their commute home and, you know, just kind of going on the train, headphones in, you know, not really looking what you're doing, you know, half asleep. And then just all of a sudden, 3 baboons!
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Just casually stroll past you.
How good. So wait, what were they going to?
So one was going to have a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah.
Which just makes the story even weirder.
Were the other two there for emotional support?
Yeah, more or less. They were just there to, the technical term is keep the male baboon calm.
We're like...
Because I assume during, I mean, I've never been in charge of having to transport 3 baboons.
Yeah.
But
do you know anyone that's had the work done?
I don't know any baboons that have had the work done, if that's what you're asking.
No, anyone in general.
I mean, it's a bit of a personal question.
The V time? No?
No.
I do.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who is it? Do you want to out them?
Yeah, my dad.
Oh. Okay, fair enough.
No more brothers for Simo.
Morning to Simo's dad, if you're listening.
Hey.
Is your dad by chance a male baboon that went wandering around inner Western Sydney yesterday?
So have they recaptured the baboons?
Yeah, they've recaptured them. The baboons are safe and well. But I just love the fact that, so if you are on your commute home,
right,
and you just all of a sudden see 3 baboons, who do you call? Like, who do you... I mean, is there... You know, I guess the police.
Dr. Chris Brown.
But, I mean, he would be a good choice.
Harry from Harry's Practice.
If he's still going, yes, that would be a good choice as well.
I feel like baboons might be a bit outside of his...
I know. Dr. Harry normally deals with, like, a dog that doesn't stop running around, not so much baboons.
Might be a knowledge gap. What about the... Isn't there, like, a really harsh dog taskmaster, like the nanny, or is that with children?
There's Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I think he's in America and doesn't go after dogs or anything. He goes after people that have broken the law.
I've got a bit of stats on baboons' bums, if you're interested.
I mean, I'm not, but continue.
Baboons' butt tissue is arranged somewhat like, apparently blue photons that are involved there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when the sun hits it and then reflects back into your eyes, all of the red... kind of photons are absorbed and only the blue ones make it out. So it's the same reason that, like, the sky is blue.
Right.
So it replicates.
So what you're saying is the sky is the exact same as a baboon's butt.
Yeah, so that's the reason you see blue monkey butts.
Right.
And then do you want to know why they turn red? Do you want to have a guess?
Because they sit in red paint.
Well, it's somewhat to do with the reason that the guy is probably getting a vasectomy.
Oh.
Because if the girls are cranking the red butts...
I think I can see where this is going.
Yes, indeed.
So what? So instead of that song, like, losing you in the eyes or something, you just lose you in the baboon's bum.
Something like that, yeah.
Instead of blinded by the light. Blinded by the baboon's bum.
But the more... Yeah, the more you know.
I mean, that information... Not going to lie, that's not going to change my life.
Well, if you see a baboon just in the wild or even down the street...
If I just happen to see one walking down Sharp Street in Coomera or something, and I wonder, instead of... If I see one walking down the street and instead of thinking, why is that baboon there?
Yeah.
I'll go, now I know why you've got a red ass.
Louvs, I like me better. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And Snowviver is next up.
Well, Simo, Radio Survivor. Of course, Survivor, the TV show on at the moment. You're very into it at the moment as well.
Yes, I absolutely am. Chuck a whole bunch of people on an island with only access to rice and beans and water and let them kind of fight it out to the death is very interesting.
Well, something happened quite major on last night's episode during the election.
It was the most savage thing I think I've witnessed, and I live a very vanilla lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite... I found it tough to watch.
So what happened?
So on Survivor, on the telly last night, basically what went down was someone got very played, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, someone got trusted the wrong person and got really, you know, stabbed in the back... At political levels, you know, we're talking Kay Rudd and Julia Gillard type stuff here. And this is how it went down last night. I just wanted to share a bit of this.
That's 4 votes. That's enough. You need to bring me a torch.
All right. It's all over. And the person responsible for her going home and not being able to win $500,000 mm-hmm. is the first guy to stand up and try to give her a hug. How do you reckon that went down?
Oh, well, judging by your reaction and what you've told us, not well.
Mate!
Ted, come on.
It was the harshest thing. It was like the cold shoulder. It was the woman spurned. It was everything. And I found it very hard to watch, but I'm glad. I hope he felt that because... Mm. The Survivor game, it turns some people, you know, a bit power crazy. And last night, I think we definitely saw that. And I think we may start to see it in our very own version today.
Well, yeah, so Simo, you have installed Radio Survivor. Everyone that we work with in the office here is involved in Radio Survivor, voting each person out each day. And it's got down to the final three. Gaz is in it, Rachel G from Admin, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you asked all three of us to cast our votes. In the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been just safe.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be tricky.
You've been hanging on. Here you go, Jordan. Let's see how you go.
Rick and I have been pushing for Jaws to stay on.
No, Red.
Better vote for...
Yeah, that's how you write it, Stan Gazman. Yeah, that's good.
I have voted for Bo Cock. That's right. What is in there?
There you go.
Done.
For my last vote, I will vote for Jordan. Dun, dun, dun. Only because he's just so handsome. Thank you.
I'm going to vote for Gary because... Well, pretty much because he's voted for me almost every week we've been doing this thing. And just to annoy him, I'm going to spell his name on this little piece of paper with three R's. Just because I can.
Oh, Jordan!
So I'm officially gone, and I like Gaz use my second name as well.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Well, I do know what to say.
What are you going to say?
Rachel G from Admin, you are Judas. We had an agreement! So we were going to vote Gaz off, and then we would both go to the end. And then I hear this, and she's voted for me.
Yep.
I am not happy. I'm going to go and put, like, a safety pin on her chair. So when she gets in this morning, she will sit on a pin, and it will hurt her ever so slightly.
See, that's what I love about this game. It just brings people together.
How good is that?
Unpacking the issues at 20 past 8 every single day on Snow FM Breakfast.
Yes, Simo, how good is that? A couple of moral dilemmas. Try and work out how good they are or whether they're even good at all.
And so far we don't agree on a lot. So far, mainly our issues with pineapple are the only things that keep us together.
Yes, that pineapple does not belong on pizza at all.
Absolutely not. Here is the one for this morning...
Doing yoga. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No, I do. Every day.
Do you do yoga?
I do a couple of positions.
What type of positions and what type of yoga?
What's the one where...
I don't know. You're the yoga person.
Well, like what constitutes yoga? So I've got a couple of so-called, I think they're yoga positions in my gym routine.
Okay, well, here we go. Okay, so stand up and do the yoga position, and I'll explain what you're doing.
Okay.
And then I'll work out, I'll tell you whether or not they are like an official yoga position.
All right.
So Simo is standing up now from his chair.
Okay, so it's like...
Simo's just moving his chair out of the way. Oh, he's getting on the ground. Oh, he's down. What are you doing?
That one?
No, you're just kneeling on the ground. I don't think that's a yoga position.
That one.
Oh, I see. So he's kneeling and then leaning forward, stretching as far out as he can, sticking his backside in the air. Yeah, I'd say that's a yoga position.
And then hands out front. Oh.
Yeah, I'd say that's a yoga. The fact that you went, as you were getting up does mean that it was a yoga position.
Apparently, right, you get endorphins from that particular position absolutely every single day. So I'm like,
really?
Need the endorphins.
Excuse me for a moment. I'm going to try it.
Give it a go.
So what do you do? So you kneel down.
Yep.
I just have to push this chair down.
So
kneel down.
Yep.
And then... If anyone walks past the studio, what's going on? It's going to look very weird. All right, so what do? You just stick your...
Kneel down, yep, head, and you got to tuck everything in nice and tight, arms out.
This is going to be the best.
Jordan, you look silly, mate. It doesn't suit you.
Yeah, not going to lie, no endorphins had been released by me. I just did feel a little bit silly.
So have you ever partaken in a class or anything like that?
I remember once back in school, right. I had to do yoga in front of the entire school as part of drama class. I don't know why, but it was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. Like, I get that it can make you feel good and stretch out and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. Is good, but
so effectively, yeah, what we were doing there, it was the down dog, effectively, I think.
I mean, I've got no idea.
There's one here which I think would suit you very well.
Yeah.
Where is it? That one there. The corpse.
The corpse. That just looks like you're lying perfectly still on your back.
Yep.
That I do for about 12 hours each night.
Yeah.
So maybe I do yoga. I might change my answer to a yes.
Yeah, instead of the corpse pose, maybe if you want to go for the more eclectic name, you can call it the Savasana.
Yeah, not going to lie, Savasana does sound better than the corpse pose,
yeah.
Which does sound a bit morbid.
So there you go, get a bit of yoga in your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not going to lie, probably not, but still, apart from that one I do all the time.
Eating yogurt. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a no again.
Why?
I didn't like it. It doesn't taste nice.
Okay, right. Have you partaken lately?
Not since I was a child.
Oh, really?
But no, I'm not a fan of yogurt. Do you like yogurt?
Yeah, you have to be in the mood, I think.
But hang on, you struggle with milk.
Yes.
Like drinking cow's milk, like in coffee or whatever.
Yes, indeed.
So how does that... Because isn't that essentially what yogurt is? It's just...
Effectively, yes.
Milk.
But I am on the coconut stuff these days.
Oh, is
I used to be
coconut?
On the I used to be on the dairy, on the cow extract back in the day. But since then, I've moved to coconuts, coconut yogurt. Quite nice.
You're more than happy with the coconuts over.
They're doing their
cows.
Job.
Yeah. Well, I will more than happily let you eat all of the coconut yogurt, and I won't.
Coconut yogurt and the corpse pose yoga. Swear by it.
Do you do them both at the same time?
Be difficult.
You should get some yoga where you like stretch out your arm into a tub of yogurt and then put it in your mouth.
It's difficult to eat lying flat, although I assume you've probably...
I will give it a go!
I assume you've perfected it. Is 660. This is the greatest Snow FM breakfast. I know the taste of my... Gorillaz de la Soul as well. Feel good in Incorporated, Simo and Jordan, hanging out this morning on the way to 10 o'clock.
And now, Simo, when was the last time that you lit a scented candle for yourself?
Ooh, I don't know. It would have been a fair while. Actually...
And what flavour was it? Do you remember what... What did it smell like?
Flavours? Or it's scent.
Scents,
right?
Yeah.
No one's tasting.
No, yeah, good point. I think they all taste the same, and that's pretty disgusting because it's wax.
Maybe when I went and had a bit of leave when I was on break.
What scent did you go for? Like a strawberry or like
whatever
a
was,
nature? Or
I think it was the nature one. I didn't purchase it with my own money. It was just there, and like the light was quite harsh. Like... for late at night, so I was like, yeah, I'll just light that. That'll be better.
Well, Simo, what are your thoughts on this? A Macca's-themed scented candle has been launched, which smells exactly like a quarter pounder.
Interesting.
Yes or no? First impressions?
Maybe before you eat, just to really, you know, sate that hunger, like get yourself excited for a meal. But you wouldn't want to... There's nothing... I don't think you want to smell a burger after you've just eaten, right?
That is a good point.
What about after you've just brushed your teeth? That's a no.
Yeah.
Before bed, no one wants to smell burgers before bed, I don't think, because it makes you want to get up.
And eat a burger.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Yeah, I'm a bit unsure about this myself, but it has been launched. There is a scented candle out there which will smell like a quarter pounder burger. Unfortunately, they were put up online and they've already been sold out.
Wow.
So if you wanted one, they've gone, which is a shame. However, imagine, for example, you have a quarter pounder, but whenever you order your quarter pounder, you have it say, oh, just hold the pickles or something, or hold the cheese, or hold the onion, or whatever.
Yeah, well, if you're a picky eater.
Yeah,
well,
if you're a picky eater, but if you get one of these candles, you might not like the scent of pickles. So what do?
You're going to have to go and get a candle without that scent.
Well, no, Simo, well, I mean, you could do that. But they have thought of this because this scented candle... that does smell like a quarter pounder isn't actually just one scented candle.
Oh.
It is 6 scented candles, each smelling of individual ingredients in the quarter pounder. If you light them all together,
wow,
you will get a scented candle smell of a quarter pounder. So there's one that smells like the bun, one that smells of ketchup, One that smells of pickles, one that smells of cheese, one that smells of onions, and the last one smells of beef.
Jeez, that cheese one. If you lit that one by itself.
Yes, you've got on the... that's where I was going to go with this.
It's not on.
Who is just out there in the market going, I feel like a scented candle that smells of pickles.
Yeah.
Because I think we can all agree that's not a nice smell.
No. The cheese, though... I think that would be an issue.
Well, the cheese one doesn't actually smell, really. Like, the cheese that Macca's use, it doesn't really have a scent.
That's true.
Like, I mean, if it's like a blue cheese, that is very pungent.
Mm.
But Macca's don't use that.
But, yeah, I feel like the scent, though, might be a bit different. Flames and cheese, in my mind, only works on a sandwich.
Well,
only
okay.
Only works on a toasty.
Well, you've gone for the scent of the cheese.
Yeah.
I've gone with the scent of a pickles, which wouldn't work. However, there is one that we're overlooking.
Tomato?
No.
No,
it's one of these.
The bread?
No.
Well, that's what I mean, the tomato sauce, right?
There was tomato sauce, yeah, no. No.
Which one?
Simo, when you're cooking at home and you get the scent of an onion, what happens?
Oh, you start to tear up a bit.
There is a scented candle of an onion. Who would get that?
Yeah.
Who would you get? I mean, the onions, they're painful enough when you're chopping them up and then you start crying and then someone comes in and goes, are you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm just chopping onions. But now you can get that in a scented candle. Who would want that?
I tell you who, not a bad idea if you're trying to get a day off school and you're worried about going to school that day and you need to get the waterworks happening for mum and dad. Just
I mean,
nick that onion candle.
Simo, I don't know.
Light it up. And then away you go.
Okay, a couple of things. Kids, candles, maybe not a good mix.
True.
And number two, when I was a kid at least, I had no problem producing the waterworks like that.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.